A phone call from Frank O'Hara, that all these dyings may be life in death. I was living in San Francisco. My heart was in Manhattan. It made no sense, no reference point, hearing the sad horns at night, fragile evocations of female stuff. The three tones, the last most resonant, were like warnings, haiku musings at dawn. The call came in the afternoon. Frank, is that really you? I'd awake, chilled at dawn, in the wooden house like an old ship, stay bundled through the day, sitting on the stoop to catch the sun. I lived near the park whose deep green over my shoulder made life cooler. Was my spirit faltering, grown duller? I want to be free of poetry's ornaments, its duty, free of constant irritation, me in it. What was grander reason for being? Do it? Why? Why, Frank? To make the energies dance, etc. My coat a cape of horrors, I'd walk through town or impending earthquake. Was that it? Ominous days, street shiny with hallucinatory light on sad dogs, too many religious people, or a woman startled me by her look of indecision near the empty stadium. I walked back, spooked by my own darkness. Then Frank called to say, "What? Not done complaining yet? Can't you smell the eucalyptus? Have you ever neared the Pacific?" While frank and free, call for music while your veins swell, he sang, quoting a metaphysician. Don't you know the secret? How to wake up and see you don't exist, but that does? Don't you see phenomena is so much more important than this? I always loved that. Always, I cried, wanting to believe him. Yes, but say more. How can you if it's sad and dead? But that's just it. If. It isn't. It doesn't want to be. Do you want to be? He was warming to his song. Of course, I don't have to put up with as much as you do these days, these years, but I do miss the color, the architecture, the talk. You know, it was the life. And dying is such an insult. After all, I was in love with breath, and I loved embracing those others, the lovers, with my body. He sighed and laughed. He wasn't quite as I'd remembered him, not less generous, but more abstract. Did he even have a voice now, I wondered, or did I think it up in the middle of this long day, phone in hand now, dialing Manhattan?